one of the largest in Europe. If they go to the full size, I've seen 40,000 plus, then it'll be one of the largest outside the Middle East.
Councillor Craig is not opposed to mosque building in principle, but he objects to the planned mega mosque in West Ham, largely because of doubts about the group developing it. It's a view which he says is shared by thousands of local Muslims. To his embarrassment, it's also a cause taken up by the BNP, which has called the plan the biggest symbol so far of the Islamic colonisation of England. This fits a general hostility the BNP openly adopts towards Islam, which the leader Nick Griffin called a wicked, vicious faith. In this, the party is once again given theological support by its sister organisation, the Christian Council of Britain. Robert West portrays Islam as an inherent danger for the future of the United Kingdom.
Islam is a totally different world view from a totally different world base. And of course the Muslim looks at things with a totally different value system.
And why do you see it as a threat?
Well, because of jihad. Islam is a militant faith, it's a warrior faith.
But it's said to be a religion of peace.
No, that's not true. It's not true at all. It's a religion of submission. Islam means submission. Does not mean peace.
And why do you see it as a threat in Britain?
Well, it's like a master faith. It's like fascism.
You're seriously making that comparison?
Absolutely. I mean, the far right in England is Islam.
This is an interpretation which is rejected by the Muslim Council of Britain. Its Assistant Secretary General, Inayat Bunglawala, presents a generally benign account of Islam's place in the UK, though he does accept that some Muslims have earned a well-deserved reputation for aggression.
Muslims in parts of history have done some very dishonourable things, taken part in incidents we'd prefer to forget today.